The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Due to budget issues, Eric's been replaced by a cranky secondhand robot named Dr. Nuts and Bolts.
We assume you won't mind, but if sparks shoot out your radio, you'll know why.
So stand back.
And now, here's Eric 2.0.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to Hour 2. Happy Thanksgiving to you. An early Happy Thanksgiving. In Hour 1, we finished our conversation with Joe Altman. You can find that at our YouTube channel, The Eric Metaxas Show. It is staggering stuff. We posted all kinds of videos there that we think will be useful to you. And I'm putting stuff on Twitter, and I'm just trying to get all this information out there. Please share the information. If you follow me on Facebook or Twitter or Parler, whatever it is, please retweet or repost, because people need to know the good news. There's lots of good news out there. We talked about it. We'll continue that with John Zmirak talking about what is going on. But and that'll be in a second when Zmirak joins us. But Albin and Chris, it's Thanksgiving tomorrow. What are you guys doing?
I know. I just want to say I got my mask ready. I want to wish everyone a happy, safe giving, because that's what it is this year. And don't forget on the next day to go out there and buy a lot of stuff, because remember, Black Friday matters.
Yes. Thank you for being culturally sensitive by saying Black Friday matters. And you should take a knee when you do that, if you're able to. If you can't take a knee, you're going to jail. Okay, so let me just say this. I heard that Giuliani is like shutting down the bridges or something. Not Giuliani. I wish it was Giuliani. That de Blasio is shutting down the bridges in New York, that they're temperature testing everyone leaving the city or something like that. Yeah. Chris, have you heard anything about this? It's just like
I heard something about that, but I can't imagine that's you know, a real thing. I know the I have a friend who's actually working the Thanksgiving Day parade this year, which is apparently like a block long. You know, it's basically literally. I'm not joking.
There is one this year.
It's like for TV. It's like a fake parade where they just kind of go in a little. You know, it's like in the old time movies when you don't have enough extras for background and you just have the same seven people walking in a loop.
Right.
Going to be something like that. But yeah. So I can't imagine that they'll be able to shut down the bridges.
Can you even imagine? Like, I'm just going to put the pedal to the metal and, you know, I'm going to hurt some people. No, but honestly, like, we're living through crazy times, and I would like to be a voice of sanity in the midst of the lunacy. Unfortunately, that can't happen because I am insane.
I know that Chris has so many children that he actually has to ask some of them to leave because he has too many kids in the house.
That's right.
Yeah, we're in constant violation. Most of the governors and most of the states are annoyed with us. So,
you know, Chris, no joke, but legally, if you have that many kids, you're legally required to live in a shoe. I don't know if you realize that.
Well, it's true. And also, not to make light of mental illness, but I don't know, you know, sometimes I wonder if I have schizophrenia and I might be in violation of the, you know, the person's code just all by myself with everyone in there. You know what I'm saying?
Isn't that beautiful? The idea that you're willing to share about your schizophrenia on this program. Are you more like Sybil or like Three Faces of Eve starring Joanne Woodward? We don't have time. To that.
The latter.
Okay. So we should say again, I've been impersonated on Instagram. If somebody comes to you on Instagram and says, will you follow me or can I follow you? That's not me, folks. And if anybody contacts you, please report them. Be sure to report anybody, whether it's Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. People are impersonating me. That happens. I guess you get to a certain level and people realize they can make money and they can fraud people and lie and whatever. So just aware of that.
When I got that request, I thought this must be Eric because he's asking for money.
See? Yeah.
It was a Nigerian inheritance.
Nigerian prince, yeah. That's a great callback to the 90s AOL type humor. Okay, so
I was going to say, if it's someone on TikTok impersonating you, You do not do dance videos with your best friend.
Really? No, it's not me. If it's somebody on TikTok. Okay. So, I want to ask you, Albin.
Yes, sir.
You really are celebrating Thanksgiving tomorrow. What are you doing, man?
Well, a couple friends of ours are having us come over. And of course, we're going to, there's only four of us in the room and they want us all to wear masks. Okay. Now, both my wife and
Wait. You have friends that are asking you to wear masks at the Thanksgiving thing that they're inviting you to?
Yes.
And you're going?
I know. At first, I was like, look, if they ask us to wear masks, I'm turning around and leaving, you know, like the governor of California.
I thought these were your friends.
You know what, though? My wife has really bad, some health issues, and so does my friend's wife. And so they want to be super, super, super cautious.
All right, we're going to let it go. We're going to let it go this time.
Okay. Well, even the turkey's wearing a mask, so.
You should wear a turkey mask.
Or a corn mask.
This is incredible. This is amazing. All right. So we're talking to John Zmirak in a couple of minutes, but before we go to Zmirak, I want to repeat that mystore.com is posting today a whole bunch of my books at insane prices. Folks, I'm warning you, the prices will go up. This is an introductory offer. I'm telling you now that the prices there will only go up, because if they go down, I lose money with every book. So this is an introductory price at mystore.com. Sometime today, it's supposed to go up. I assume it's going to be today, not tomorrow, but check back mystore.com. Albin, your books are going to be there soon.
And that's Hamster Homes will be up there soon as well. So get ready.
And we want to help Mike Lindell, because Mike Lindell, as you know, he's our biggest sponsor on this program. If you go to mypillow.com, you got to use Eric, the code Eric. But I want to say that Mike's a hero, and he's trying to build like an Amazon type thing. He's just at the beginning of it, but he's a maniac. He's going to get this done.
Yeah.
And when Jeff Bezos is in jail for trying to swing the election, you know, there's going to be an opening for other entrepreneurs, I think. And, you know, in all seriousness, there have been reports, we mentioned this earlier, that today in Michigan, Arizona, and Pennsylvania, the Trump team, or I should say that the legislatures are going to have public hearings. These are swing states. So you know this is happening, folks. We've been talking about this forever. It is happening. They have stopped moving forward. They said, well, we've got evidence of fraud. Let's have a public hearing. You know how that's going to go. This is going to be crazy stuff. Rudy Giuliani, Jenna Ellis, today we're traveling to Harrisburg in order to present the evidence of fraud in Pennsylvania. It's getting crazy. So that is happening. Sidney Powell is filing today in Georgia, the mother of all lawsuits, the Kraken. It's going to be biblical. You know what she said, and you can watch it at our YouTube channel, and you guys probably heard her say this. She was point blank asked on Lou Dobbs, do you think you're going to be able to prove this? And she said, oh, yeah. She says, Trump won by an absolute landslide.
Wow.
Now, if you know who Sidney Powell is, you know she just doesn't say stuff like that unless she knows what she's talking about. So you understand that the cognitive dissonance in America, that half the country believes Biden's the next president. And Biden, the craziest thing of all is Biden, the guy who cheated, believes he's the next president.
He's got that little sign, you know, that says
he's got that beautiful sign. Chris, can we get a sign like that for me?
Yeah.
Office of the President Elect.
Yeah. Eric Metaxas Elect.
Or Admiral Elect, something like that.
I want to be Eric Metaxas Elect. Come on.
Let's all do that. Let's all take turns. But seriously, the fact is that there are people who firmly believe it. They're basing their futures on it. John Kerry, thinks that he's going to be involved in another president. Like all these people are they're kind of moving forward. Some of them know we're getting away with it. Nobody look anybody in the eye. Just keep walking.
John Kerry reporting for duty.
But they're not going to get away with it, because this is the United States of America and God is not finished with this nation. And all I can tell you is, folks, if you want someone to get away with fraud on this level, you're really not paying attention. There's something wrong with you if you don't care that's how somebody won an election. It doesn't matter how much you hate Trump. I think I'll leave it on that positive note. Okay, yeah. So we are, when we come back, we've got Zmirak. Talk about unleashing the Kraken.
Zmirak is Zmirak. The
original Kraken. Don't forget to go to mystore.com. I promise you, it's while supplies last. Don't forget to go to our website, MetaxasTalk.com. That's the radio website if you want to get hats, whatever. And the most important thing is subscribe to our newsletter at EricMetaxas.com. That may be the only way we can get information to you. We'll be back with Zmirak.
I like the way sparkling earrings lay.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six.
Folks, and weighed 240. Why am I even talking? John Zmirak is here. John, go.
Hey, Eric, we're in a really weird time for America. We've had disputed elections before, and it was always ugly, and it was always important. The last disputed election like this, I believe it was 1878, which was the one that it was between.
I was just a kid then. I have no memory.
There was massive voter fraud, and the Democrats looked like they were going to successfully steal the election. Go figure. But the Republicans were fighting it. Finally, they came down to a deal that the Republican who had done less voter fraud than the Democrat would get the presidency if the Democrats would go along with it as long as the Republicans ended Reconstruction, pulled troops out of the South, and let the Ku Klux Klan completely take over and disenfranchise all Black Americans.
John, you routinely come on here and blow minds because I have dim knowledge of these things, but truly dim knowledge. You have just said something. It's so heartbreaking what you just shared. Is this the one that involves Samuel Tilden?
Yes, Samuel Tilden and Rutherford B. Hayes, right?
And Rutherford B. Hayes. Okay, so we need to say that if you are a person of the book, you believe in the Bible, then you believe in the idea that human beings are wicked, sinful people who, if they can get away with it generally, will do really sick things. So this is nothing new. What is new is the idea that you have a country that is mostly virtuous and orderly and law-abiding with citizens who love God and love truth and virtue and all this kind of stuff. That's the rarity. That's the anomaly. And that's why you have to keep the Republic. You have to work to keep it, because the normal state of affairs is this kind of thing. So before we talk about what's going on right now, just to refresh people's memory, you just said that they made a deal. This is so dirty that I want to weep. You're saying that the Republicans, who obviously that was the party of Lincoln, they were going forward with trying to help the Blacks in the South. They had Reconstruction going on. And you're saying in 1878, because the Democrats had the power, they were able to shut down Reconstruction and inaugurate
Jim Crow.
A Jim Crow era.
Which lasted for 90 years, okay? The Blacks were supposed to get their voting rights and their full civil rights after the end of the Civil War in the Reconstruction Amendments. The Democrats resisted. They were the resistance. They had political mobs that attacked people, and the police wouldn't protect the people. And in fact, if Black people took up arms and exercised their Second Amendment rights, then and only then would the sheriff come and arrest them for defending themselves. It sounds remarkably like the riots this past spring. So one historical example would be the election of 1877. But I've got a piece of the stream that talks about a more powerful recent historical example.
By the way, what is that website? Thestream.org?
No, stream.org. Just
ladies stream. And gentlemen, we've said it many times. Please mark it down. If you want to get real news, go to stream.org. John writes all of his articles there, 5 per week, stream.org. Okay.
So John, the new piece, the piece I want to ask people to look at, it's called Letting the Democrats Steal This Election is Real Appeasement. Now, we always hear about appeasement, and often we hear about it when neoconservatives are trying to get us into some stupid war. They claim that Grenada is a threat to American freedom or Estonia or whatever, but this this election, I think, is one of the few times where we really do need to look at the example of what happened in 1938. I think the Republicans who are not demanding real audits and real recounts and real investigations of this highly dubious Venezuelan-style election, what they are doing to Donald Trump is what the British did to the to Czechoslovakia in 1938. Here, someone was an ally, fought for you, has a lot to bring to the table, and you're going to sacrifice it and throw it to the wolves. And you're not, and that's not going to work out for you. In this article, I look at this great historical book called The Bell of Treason. He looks at the British sellout of the Czechs in 1938. And those of you who don't know, the British, the French, and the Czechs were all allied against the Germans, and they were supposed to protect each other. The Germans demanded a piece of Czechoslovakia. The British and French, had they been willing to fight, would have won. World War II would have lasted 3 months because, as this book documents, the Germans didn't have their good tanks yet. They didn't have the Luftwaffe. They had fewer tanks, fewer soldiers. The Czechs had strong defensive positions. They had very good tank factories. If the war had happened then, the Germans would have lost. And in fact, we know now, German generals, knowing that, were ready to overthrow Hitler. So if Neville Chamberlain had stood up to Hitler in 1938 and not betrayed his ally, the freedom-loving Czechs, the German generals would have overthrown Hitler rather than see their country's army destroyed against the vastly superior French, British, and Czech armies. Neville Chamberlain caved in. He sold out his allies. And within 2 years, the Germans were stronger. They were using the Czech arms factories. And in fact, the tanks that rolled into Paris were built in Prague. They were built in the stolen factories of the Czechs.
People cannot imagine that one instance of cowardice. And folks, it could be you. It could be you. There's a butterfly effect. This is actually much more dramatic and provable. If you are a coward in a moment when you could be courageous, but you shrink, you blink, the harm that can come from your moral cowardice is incalculable. What Chamberlain did, he didn't dream that in that moment he was empowering Germany to murder men, women, and children in the millions upon millions.
Right.
That is how history works, and it's how moral history works. And what you just said, John, is that where we are now is a similar moment, because you're right. There are voices in the Republican Party, and these people should be ridden out of town on a rail or horsewhipped on the courthouse steps. In a civilized society, they would be. They are saying, oh, no, 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 there's no fraud. Shut up, get over it. Biden's president, accept it. The president should concede. And you think, wait a minute. We have enough smoke to investigate whether there's a fire. If you can't see it, that is your problem. We now can all see it. I have done enough of my own investigation to say there is no question in my mind that there was fraud. There is no question in my mind. So if we do not pursue this, which is what you're saying, it is like what Chamberlain did to the Czechs and, let's say it, to the Jews and to all of Europe and to all of Eastern Europe, which is what happened ultimately.
So I want to continue with the metaphor. Yes, it's morally wrong to sell out Donald Trump after he fought for us, just as it was morally wrong to sell out the Czechs. It's also really stupid. It gave the Germans all those factories, all those soldiers, all that money. It made the Germans much stronger. Likewise, letting the Democrats steal the presidency gives them the FBI, the CIA, the IRS, whatever agency they have to take away your guns. If, God forbid, they take the Georgia Senate seats, then we're done. We're in a one-party state. We're in Poland 1975. Because if the Democrats take the Senate, they have promised to pack the Supreme Court with 10 or 14 ideologues and mediocrities. They will effectively repeal large parts of the Constitution. They will rule that the Second Amendment was really a recipe for hot toddies by Martha Washington. They will rule that the First Amendment does not include racist or sexist or homophobic speech. with them deciding what those things are. These John, people look, will destroy the Constitution, and they'll be in the strong position to do it. So you fight them now, or you will surrender to them later. You will shine their shoes with your hair and beg for the opportunity to carry water for them and open doors to them. So that
the thing is
unspeakable.
John, the horror is that there is no question that what you just said is true. The additional horror is that I know that there are tons of people who simply cannot conceive that what you said is true. They don't have the historical knowledge. They have not, like my.
They can't remember March and April. They can't remember March and April of 2020. That was not that long ago that these people were tearing down our statues, saying America was evil, beating people up, burning people's buildings down, threatening them at their homes, like the McCluskeys. Kyle Rittenhouse, thank God, thanks to Mike Lindell, part of My Pillow, Kyle Rittenhouse is finally out of jail. He's finally, you know, gotten bail. But I mean, he's under murder charges.
Because I posted something about that, Facebook, for the first time ever, said they're going to shut me down for a month, everything. Wow. Then somehow they backed off and said, they could erase my entire Facebook account, 10 years or whatever, if I do anything like this again. That's where we are. We're going to go to a break, folks. Since I'm talking to John Zmirak, I don't think I need to remind you that you might want to stick around. Please do. Investors seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483 or visit NRIA.net. Folks, I got some embarrassing news to share with you, but you know what? This is just the kind of a show where I don't care. I'm willing to lay my heart, you know, on the line. Here's the issue. Mike Lindell with My Pillow. You may notice that I have a bobblehead of him near me. He's here to remind all of us that when you go to MyPillow.com, you get whopping discounts if you use the code Eric. Okay. Now, there are a lot of people who haven't done that, and we have your names here. And Chris Himes and Albin pointed out to me that there's like three pages of you whose first name is Eric. You yourself, I mean, that's humiliating for me that even though your name is Eric, you're still not willing to use the code Eric. I mean, if you don't want to use it because it's my name, use it because it's your name. But the point is that I see who you are. And I just feel humiliated by this. Please go to mypillow.com. It's okay, Mike. It's going to be okay. Go to mypillow.com. Use the code Eric. You're going to get whopping savings and really high quality products. Did I mention that? Thank you. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to John Zmirak. I want to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, we need 10,000 Paul Revere's. I said 1,000. I was wrong. We need 10,000 Paul Revere's. We need you to, for example, go to our YouTube page, the Eric Metaxas Show. Take this video of this conversation I'm having with John and send it to everyone you possibly can. Share it on social media. We have to get the word out because we all know that we're living in a situation where there's almost nowhere to go to get accurate information. You can get insane conspiracy stuff. You can get mainstream corporate media nonsense. But to find anything reasonably measured, we're trying to be one of those voices. So please do what you can. Go to our YouTube page, The Eric Metaxas Show. Share this video, share other videos. We just need you to help. Let me be honest. Thank you. Okay, John, much more to talk about. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a new piece at stream.org. It just came out. Like most Democrats, Biden sided with the virus. And let me just go over the points, all right? Vanity Fair reported back in October that Joe Biden advisors pressured the company Pfizer to hold off announcing its vaccine until after the election. And Pfizer caved. And why would they do that?
Hold on. That is insane. I mean, that I just want to say the fact that the media is not reporting this, CBS, ABC, NBC, what you just said, this is as big news as it gets. I mean, we're surrounded by this kind of news, but this pandemic has affected the whole world. And you're telling me that the Biden campaign successfully lobbied Pfizer along these lines?
Yes, absolutely. And what does that tell us? Okay, the Biden advisor who led that effort was someone named Ezekiel Emanuel. He is the bioethicist, he's not even a scientist, who argues that nobody over age 75 should be given any life-saving medication, that their life is over and we should do nothing to keep them alive. Does it surprise us, since Biden believes that, that blue state governors like Andrew Cuomo dumped virus patients in nursing homes to kill off everyone over 75? It's all part of the same agenda. They believe in abortion. They believe in infanticide. Why wouldn't they believe in euthanasia? But I want to stay focused on the virus, okay? So now the latest piece of news, this is the news hook, is that Biden helped prevent the virus, the vaccine from being rolled out before the election. Why is that? Because Biden's greatest ally was the virus. It's as if it wasn't the Biden-Harris ticket, it was the Biden-virus 2020 ticket. And a lot of Americans sadly voted for it. I don't know, but I you know, Disney animatronic dead president-elect Joe Biden might end up taking office if we don't take action sufficiently. But the COVID virus was Joe Biden's greatest political ally. And where did it come from? It came from China, which sent it to us. I want to be clear. China had this virus running around. They locked down Wuhan province. They locked down the rest of China, prevented all travel. And they let 1 million Chinese fly out carrying the virus all around the world, to Italy, to the U.S. What did Donald Trump do? When he found out, he shut off travel from China. Joe Biden came out publicly and repeatedly and said this was wrong. This was xenophobic. He was trying to help the Chinese spread the virus in America. Whether he was doing it consciously or not, I can't answer. I honestly don't know. I would not put it past Joe Biden to have known and done it anyway, because the virus was his biggest campaign ally. It helped him at every stage. The moment they realized that the virus would shut down, could be used to shut down the Trump economy, the Democrats went from partying in Chinatown like Nancy Pelosi and hanging out at the gym like Bill de Blasio to suddenly they became lockdown hawks, because they saw they could break the back of the Trump economy and it would help them with the election. Then we saw the blue state governors, not just in New York, but in Michigan, in California, in New Jersey. It was like a coordinated policy to dump virus patients on nursing homes. What did that accomplish politically? It pumped up the numbers of deaths, which fed into the panic and helped them to lock down the economy and make the economy worse and beat Donald Trump. And then finally, the virus was so intelligent that it knew it would kill people if they sang in church, but not if they had riots about George Floyd. It would kill people if they got together for Thanksgiving dinner, but not if they rallied by the thousands in person to protest how dangerous it is to vote in person, so that the Democrats had to be given their mail-in ballot scam, which was what they used to steal the election. So just to recap, Joe Biden favored letting infected people from China into America for months. If we had continued to allow travel from China until the end of March, when Joe Biden finally decided it wasn't xenophobic to stop it, there would be 2 million dead in America from this virus. The Democrats used the virus as a pretext to destroy the Trump economy. They inflated the numbers of deaths by killing people in nursing homes, by dumping virus patients on them when there was absolutely no reason to do so. And then the virus provided the perfect pretext for this mail-in ballot scam that allowed the Democrats to pump up potentially hundreds of thousands of fake ballots for Joe Biden to arrive in dumpsters in the middle of the night after the, you know, after they'd stopped counting the votes. And all of a sudden we wake up and it's Joe Biden's America. I don't believe in any of it. The virus was Joe Biden's running mate, and it should be inaugurated as vice president, not Kamala Harris, if he wins.
John, I think your great learning has made you mad. Unfortunately, we're going to go to a break. This is like we're making this up. Unfortunately, folks, we're not. But that's okay. God is with those who care about the truth. Remember that. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm talking to John Zmirak, who, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see he's in a James Bond villain lair. We're all hiding because we know the cops are coming to get us. I think if anybody, by the way, John, you know, you were talking about this, the whole thing about celebrating Thanksgiving with your relatives and stuff. And I think if you do not, if people across this country do not look for trouble on this issue, you're to blame in the future. In other words, if cops don't knock on your door, I just want to tell you that we have a moral obligation to tell the people in states like that who are trying to control us, it's not going to happen here in America. You can try, but it's not going to happen. Go ahead and arrest me for having Thanksgiving with my family. Go ahead. There are too many of us for you to arrest. My friend Larry Taunton is posting stuff, #lockdown holiday, to say to people, you know, use your own judgment and do not let this kind of nonsense from these little tyrants, these martinets all across the blue states pull this off. I just want to use the word martinets. John, go ahead.
Thanks, Eric. Well, I've got another piece at strain.org. I do one a day. It's called Everything is Perfectly Normal, Move Along, Nothing to See Here. And the image on it is of a drag queen story hour, a particularly infamous one, where kindergarten children are being subjected to a drag queen whose face, who has horns on his head to look like the demon Baphomet that is used in Satanist temples. Think about that.
This is a very, very popular photo. Most people didn't know that it was Baphomet.
Baphomet, which is the image of Satan with a goat's head and multiple horns that is used in the church.
But all in rainbow colors and nice fingernails. Now, let me just say this. Of course, I retweeted that and put it out there. But when I did, every time I see that photo, it's so demonic looking.
Well, it's meant to be.
Sick. Well, I know that. But it's so sick that I hesitate to post it, just because what we're dealing with right now, little kids are being subjected to this. And you write about this in your article. And the idea that people don't have the courage to say, this is crazy, pray for that incredibly messed up person who is dressed up like that, and pray for the parents of the kids that took them to this monstrous story hour. But you're
pray for the parents, but also deprive them of custody of their kids. Frankly, well, I think if you bring your kids to drag queen story hour, a good government would take them away from you.
You're not exactly going to get an argument from me. I've already said as much on social media, so go ahead.
So in the piece, I talk about how this old quote from Leon Trotsky, who was a nasty Bolshevik murderer, and he died with an ice pick in his head, and few men have deserved it more.
Nobody knows how it got there, though. That's the curious thing.
He grew it like a unicorn.
They found it with x-rays. Anyway, go ahead.
He has a quote which I think is important. You may not be interested in politics, but politics are interested in you. Now, he helped make sure that was true. All right, because in traditional societies, pre-modern societies, ordinary people had zero influence over politics, zero power to affect politics. But it also, politics had very little effect on them. There was no draft. They didn't get conscripted into wars. That was something the aristocrats did and hired mercenaries. Ordinary people didn't get drafted. The government didn't care what ordinary people thought. It didn't monitor them. It didn't check up on them. It didn't oppress them up usually. It just sort of ignored them. The U.S. founders had an idea. What if we could set up a system where ordinary people could take part in politics, but politics would not take an unhealthy interest in them? So ordinary people could play a part in politics without the state becoming oppressive and suppressing their free thought and suppressing their religion and organizing them into fanatical mobs. What if we could set up a system that was so perfectly balanced that ordinary people could take part in politics, but the government would not become a threat to them? Because as we see in the Soviet Union, everybody was involved in politics. In Nazi Germany, everybody was involved. They had to go to marches, they had to join the Hitler Youth or the young pioneers. Every moment of life from top to bottom was politicized, and politics became a religion. Our founders tried to set up a system that wasn't peasants who don't have any involvement in politics, but politics doesn't affect them. And it wasn't totalitarian where everything is politicized and everything is organized and everyone's watching you and your children might report on you to the secret police and you go to a death camp and they get made national heroes. That happened in the Soviet Union. So our founders tried to set up this wonderful balance, ordered liberty. We have freedom. The government isn't monitoring everything we do, but we get to exert an influence on the government. But what was the one key thing that would make this system work, that would prevent it from collapsing into the kind of tyranny that we saw in the Soviet Union, that we saw in Nazi Germany? Well, that key thing was, it's a quote from John Adams. He wrote it in 1798. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. That's was
one of the most famous quotes, and that is incontrovertible. Every American needs to understand that. Obviously, I wrote a book effectively about that subject. Tocqueville wrote about it. This is at the heart of everything we have here. And you know, John, since you and I were kids, the narrative has been taken over so that that utterly central, incontrovertible reality has been erased, so that people have grown up having no clue of what holds this together.
That's right. And a new narrative has been put in its place. Every time you hear a buzzword like systemic racism, every time you hear something about some of the founders owning slaves, every time you hear something like that, I want people to be a little bit suspicious. Why attack the past? Why attack a country's past unless you intend to give it a whole new future? Why make people hate the founders of this country? We just had the anniversary, I think the 400th anniversary of the Pilgrims. Mayflower Compact. You're not going to hear about that. We're not going to hear about that at all, because the people who want to destroy America want to unfound the United States of America and found a new tyrannical socialist race obsessed leftist nightmare.
We did talk about the Mayflower Compact and the anniversary with Michelle Bachmann, who was in Plymouth to celebrate it.
God bless her.
We're going to a break. We're going to come back. Here's the good news. More Zmirak. Don't go away.
I was up before the dawn. And I really have enjoyed my stay.
Folks, I'm talking to John Zmirak, so why am I even talking? John, go.
So the people who want to unfound the United States and found a new tyrannical society where ordinary people are monitored by the state. They'll lose custody of their kids if they won't do transgender transition with them. They'll lose their jobs if they say something on Facebook that somebody finds offensive. The new totalitarian state these people are trying to found, they're using the sins of some of our founders. Some of them owned slaves. Some of them made racist jokes. Some of them might have been sexist toward their secretaries. They're using that to vilify the past, to blow it up. They want to take this Constitution and shake it like an etch-a-sketch. They want us to throw away all the freedoms our ancestors insisted on and trust them. Trust Mark Zuckerberg and Jack of Twitter and network executives They want us to trust those people to take our freedoms because we don't need them. They're smarter than we are. They can be trusted to use them. And the title of my article, Move Along, Nothing to See Here. When you see Drag Queen Story Hour and you get and you accept, well, that's just how things are. When you see them tearing down statues of Columbus and George Washington, and you're, okay, I guess that's just how things are. That's what they want us to do with this election theft. Oh, well, the Democrats do elections. That's just how things are. We don't have free elections anymore. Gosh, I kind of remember we used to have free elections and freedom of speech and freedom of religion. Whatever happened to that? My friends, if you're not fighting this, you are what happened to that.
Thank you, John. That is exactly correct. I have said something similar many times. People say, how did that happen in Nazi Germany? How did it happen? It happened exactly like this. Exactly like this. When you yourselves are unwilling to fight to the death, this is, you know, give me liberty or give me death is not a metaphorical thing that people, crazy people said in the old days. The idea was that he understood the value of liberty and that life is not worth living unless you fight for what is true and good and beautiful, like American style self-government, like this idea of liberty. It's worth fighting for. Dietrich Bonhoeffer went to his death fighting the Nazis. Many people didn't. Many people said, I'm going to ride this one out. I'm going to sit this one out. I'm going to keep my powder dry for when things get really bad. And by the way, things got really bad and people confiscated their dry powder and used it against them. If you are not part of fighting against this, folks, you are helping empower people who are, I don't like to see it. I don't like to believe it, but I do. They're doing the bidding of evil forces to take freedom away from Americans. We can go on. We don't have time. But John, you know, I think people don't seem to understand that there is a time to fight and that if you don't fight, you really are part of the problem. It's why I have, changed my tone on this radio program, because we are not, this is not normal. This is not another election. If Biden is able to steal this election, and I have become genuinely convinced of tremendous fraud. Today, Sidney Powell is filing in Georgia today. This is going, I'm really concerned about the future of the country, because when all this stuff comes out, people are going to go nuts. The left, Antifa, they're going to go insane. They cannot handle what is about to come out. And it's going to come out. It has to.
So I want everybody to pray for Sidney Powell, for the president, for Lynn Wood, for Rudy Giuliani, Jenna Ellis. Support them. Send money if you can to their efforts. Yeah. And if you can, send money and support to the two Georgia Senate candidates, because we have to stop the Democrats from making America into a one-party state. It can take 70 years to reverse something like that. In China, yeah, they still haven't reversed it. We can't let the Chinese virus warfare break America and turn the country over to their puppet, Joe Biden.
John Zmirak, we love you. You're a treasure. We will continue with you next week. Folks, avail yourself of all the social media where you'll find me and John. Please, please sign up for my newsletter at ericmetaxas.com. We'll keep you up to date. Talk to you soon.